This is Ozarks at Large, and we have more music for you. In a few minutes, Leah Uribe with a new edition of Sound Perimeter, expanding our musical boundaries. Before that, though, I'm welcoming Timothy Dennis back to Ozarks at Large for a chance to talk about live music opportunities. Timothy, this is something we used to do once a week. We haven't done it for a while.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've done it. Middle of March was the last time we did this. And the last time that we did this kind of preview, there were more than 70 shows scheduled over the week that we covered. For the entire month of July, it was difficult to find 15 shows that are scheduled as of this moment.
And that's right. I'm glad you brought that up, because usually when we did this, it was about what was coming up over the next few days. This is what's coming up over July.
Now, I will say that there are new restrictions that everyone should follow if they're going to go to any of these events. According to the State Department of Health, performers need to be 12 feet from audience members. Most events are limited to 50 attendees or fewer unless there's a specific plan approved by the health department. Social distancing or physical distancing must be observed in lines or queues and in seating. Family groups can sit together, but those groups must be 6 feet apart. Face coverings are required for attendees, except for children under the age of 10. Performers must also wear face coverings unless they're more than 12 feet apart. And finally, if you're sick or not feeling well, just stay home.
And I'll add the caveat, you know, we're talking about these events. Go if you want with these restrictions. Don't go. Just, you know, that's up to you.
Right. And if you want to know more about the specific restrictions and directives, you can visit the State Health Department's website at healthy.arkansas.gov.
Okay.
Now, to get on to music. Spaceberry is taking place this weekend, although it's kind of taking a different form this year.
Heavy emphasis on the word space.
Yes. They're doing it as a contactless event. They're featuring three bands each night. Everyone must wear a face mask upon arrival and when using restroom facilities. Scheduled performers for the weekend, Friday night, Opal Agafier, Forgotten Space, and Try More Mojo will be on stage. Then Saturday night, Friends of the Family, Arkansas, and Deep Sequence are going to perform.
I steal your face again, just to find where I began. I don't care to elaborate, I'm just seeing how much more I can take. It's a gamble either way, if I kick my habits, earn an honest wage.
You can purchase a spot for your car and your group that comes with you, up to five people. There's no camping, no pets, but there will be fireworks each evening. Tickets start at $45. Gets underway at about 7 o'clock each night. Again, that's at the farm in Eureka Springs tomorrow night and Saturday night. Okay, so let's skip ahead to next week. Saturday, July 11th, up in Rogers at Moonbrock, Jenna and the Soul Shakers will be on stage. If you don't know who they are, they're a local band that does kind of soul, funk, some classic songs as well. That gets underway at 8 o'clock. Again, that's Saturday, July 11th at Moonbrock in Rogers. Now, kind of an afternoon show that day, down at Ozark Folkways in Winslow, they're going to have the Ashton Barbary Trio.
Backing up under the bar lights, darkness gets done for the night. Johnny Allen, better luck next time. The lady walks up, bun in a coat, she said, I just want to thank you. Thank you.
We love them.
That afternoon show gets underway at 3 o'clock again at Ozark Folkways in Winslow, Saturday, July 11th. Then the next day, Sunday, July 12th, The Momentary is going to continue their virtual concert series with Dori Freeman. She's a Virginia-based singer-songwriter. She'll perform gospel, old country, and plenty of originals with her husband from their living room on The Momentary's Facebook and YouTube channels. That will take place at 3 p.m. Sunday, July 12th. Again, that's at The Momentary's Facebook and YouTube feeds. Moving on to Thursday, July 23rd, as of now, George's Majestic Lounge has on their schedule that The Candid, Makin' Loaf, and The Traveling Squirrels will be on stage.
I must have no value.
for that show are $8. Should get our way at 7:30 Thursday, July 23rd. Again, that's at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville.
And we should add that caveat that, right, all of these things we're talking about, the later you get in the month, they're scheduled, but you'll want to check before you go.
Okay, moving on to the next day, Friday, July 24th, Creekside Tap Room in Siloam Springs is going to have Emily Rowland on stage. It'll be an outside patio show. Mm-hmm. That set gets underway at 7 o'clock. Again, that's Friday, July 24th at Creekside Tap Room in Siloam Springs. Also that day, and the next day actually, the Peacemaker Fest gets underway at Riverside Park in Fort Smith.
Another outdoor venue.
Exactly. This year, they'll feature Whiskey Myers, Coey Wetzel, Hold My Beer and Watch This, which is Randy Rogers and Wade Bowen, The Band of Heathens, Reed Southall Band, Muscadine, Bloodline, and more. Got those eyes that'll bring you to your knees. It's her smile like some days. Been a while, but on one day, yeah, that girl, she's the only thing I need. Tickets are $50 for 2-day general admission. Passes VIP goes up from there. Gets underway at 5 p.m. that Friday, July 24th, and then 3 p.m. Saturday, July 25th. Again, that's the Peacemaker Festival at Riverside Park in Fort Smith.
If you go to their website, they have all sorts of information about hand sanitizing, mask wearing, all of that.
Exactly. Then that Sunday, July 26th, Simeon Basil is set to be at 612 Coffee House in Fayetteville off of Weddington Drive. That show gets underway at 7 o'clock that Sunday night. Again, that's July 26th at 612 Coffee House in Fayetteville. And then finally, on Wednesday, July 29th, Fayetteville Public Library is going to have a virtual concert with the Sugar Free All Stars.
Oh, fun!
Well, come on! Bright lights and a sold out crowd. It's hard to hear because they're screaming so loud. The air is electric, it may overload. They call my name and pyrotechnics explode.
If you don't know who they are, they're listed as one of Time Magazine's top 12 family music acts in America. That will be on the FPL Facebook page. Gets underway at 2 o'clock that Wednesday, which is July 29th. So that's pretty much all of the stuff that's scheduled, although there are a few other things I'd like to let people know about. Prairie Street Live, they've been holding some concert films and live music as well. If you want to know more about what they're doing, it's off of Prairie Street, kind of near downtown Fayetteville. You can follow their Facebook page. Also, Maxine's Tap Room is starting to add some live music to their Friday virtual happy hours. Tomorrow's, on July 3rd, will actually feature Dylan Earl and The Reasons Why, with some other local favorite bands performing on the channel throughout the month. And then there are several bands still doing virtual shows on their individual Facebook or Instagram channels. If you see them, you know, tune in, support them if you're able, because live music, it doesn't look like it's going to return to normal for quite a while.
All right. I don't know if I'm going to see any of these. I'm still kind of staying at home in the couch. But I will tell you, I am, as much as I can, supporting venues and musicians in the area because they do need it, and they're hurting just like so many others. So hang in there. And again, check on these before you go. And hopefully, Timothy, we'll have enough music to talk about soon enough to where we're doing this every week again.
I'll drink to that, Kyle.
Okay, very good. Timothy Dennis with us. And thanks, Timothy.
Thank you, Kyle. Always there. Must be the ship that I'm in. I've been too far gone for far too long. Until now, that ain't mattered much. Keep pining.